What were they like? Those ancient writers, those compilers of texts, those editors of antiquity, oh, so long ago, who put together the five books of Moses, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, you know. You know, sometimes I imagine them as, well, sort of naive, because back in their time, of course, you know, there was superstition all about. It was simpler times, right? Unsophisticated. You know, they didn't have anything that I take for granted in my own time. They didn't know about biology or science. They didn't know anything about chemistry or plate tectonics or the internet. You know, they just had their stories, right? Myth, reappropriated narratives from societies even older than their own. Sometimes I can imagine, well, maybe Grandpa sitting around the fire with the young ones and, hey, let me tell you about the time when the oceans parted and all the people walked on the dry land. Ha! Or the one about the whale, the great big one that chomped down on the wayward prophet. Great stories, but, you know, I'm so much smarter. I have powers they could never have imagined. I have understanding they could never have known. But what if they were right? What if they understood things that we've long since forgotten? What if there was some deeper appreciation and understanding of God's work in the world? You know, these last few months have sort of caught me again and exposed all of my arrogance, all of my idolatry and incertitude, caught me in my assumptions that I'm in charge, that I'm in control. It's all just kind of caught me flat-footed, this little tiny microscopic virus. And I've learned again the hard way that the universe is bigger than I am. It's like it all kind of pushed back, and my faith in myself just has been proven for what it is. It's not enough. Taryn likes to say, if you want to make God laugh, tell her your plans. God didn't send the coronavirus. It's not some scheme to teach us or to test us. It's just kind of the way the biosphere works, in mystery, in dynamism, in wonder, and in fright. It's all been quite effective in showing us the kind of people that we really are. Pathetic and angry and selfish and weak, but also humble, grateful, also determined and ready to love our neighbors. You know, all of us have suffered in these days of pandemic, all of us. But it's now more painfully clear than ever before that it's made some suffer far worse than others. It's as if it's lifted the curtain and pulled back the covering and revealed our true nature, our injustice and our inequities, the violence that we perpetrate on one another, the excuses and the blaming. Maybe those old writers got it. In the beginning, God moved over the face of the deep, over the chaos, brought order, brought something new. God made light. God saw that it was good. The old Hebrew word there is tov. Tov. Tov means good, because God is good. God's spirit, God's wind, God's breath, it's good. It's good enough. It's good enough to send Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.